Hello, and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am on the Board of Directors for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We support local nonprofits through funding and now with the United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. To learn more, please call 970-625-8189 or visit unitedwaybb.org. United Way Battlement to the Bells is partnering with Western Slope Veterans Coalition this week at the Garfield County Fair, July 27th through August 1st in Rifle, Colorado, to manage the beer concessions. Come on out and see us. Today, I have Alpine Legal Services joining me. Jennifer Weary and Brendan O'Keefe will be on the show with me today. Hello, and how are you guys?
Doing all right. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Hi, Brendan.
Hi.
So, Brendan, you are brand new to our area, even. Can you tell us a little bit more about what brought you here and what it is you're doing with Alpine Legal Services?
Yeah, so I started my Vista service maybe 2 weeks ago. My family just moved out from Vermont to Carbondale, and I came out with them. And, yeah, that's kind of what drove me to apply to positions in this area.
Very good. And you have an interest in Alpine Legal Services because you want to become an attorney, or?
Yeah. I'm in the process right now of applying to law school. That'll be in September. Deadlines are applications open for law school. So,
excellent. Yeah. We always get the sharpest knives with the AmeriCorps Vista Project.
We're really lucky to have Brendan with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jennifer, how are you?
Doing okay.
Good. Thank you so much for being here. Can you tell me a little bit more about Alpine Legal Services and your service area and what it is you all are doing?
Yes, I can. And thank you very much for interviewing us today. So Alpine Legal Services has been around in one form or another for a very long time here. In 1987, Roaring Fork Legal Services started in Aspen, and then Garfield County Legal Services started in the 90s, and then in 2004, the two merged. So Alpine Legal Services has been around in its current state for quite a while now, and we have three offices. We have an office in Rifle, one in Glenwood Springs, one in Aspen. We serve the Parachute to Aspen region, and we provide free legal aid for those who are most likely to not be able to uphold their legal rights.
Excellent. So I would imagine, given some of the stresses of the pandemic, you all have been relatively busy. I know that you introduced the Landlord-Tenant Recovery Fund to United Way, which, thank you. I know we were able to help several families, so thank you for doing that. Tell us a little bit more about what's been happening with Alpine Legal Services through the pandemic.
Right. So in March of last year, we, as of early 2000, I think we started in 2020, but it may have been 2019 that we had really improved our Ask a Lawyer evenings to the point where we had them rotating throughout all eight libraries from Parachute to Aspen. They were in-person events. So we were pretty proud about, getting that going, and it was doing well. And then the pandemic shut down all the libraries. So this is just kind of one example of a quick pivot. We had to switch Ask a Lawyer to a phone hotline. And so that has been a huge success story because it made it easier for lawyers to participate. So every Wednesday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., you can call, anyone can call and get an Ask a Lawyer. It's only a 15-minute consult with a lawyer, but we do provide that in English and Spanish. And this year, what we tried to do to improve the experience for both the caller and the lawyer was to be specific each Wednesday to an area of law. So if you look on our website, alpinelegalservices.org. You can see our schedule for Ask a Lawyer, and we've been really proud of our ability to pivot that to a phone hotline. And Brendan is helping us manage that on Wednesday evening. So we had 200 calls last year to Ask a Lawyer via our phone hotline. And I don't know where we are at this year so far yet, but it's been very successful. So that's one example of how the pandemic kind of changed what we did and how we did it, or how we delivered our services. But mostly the biggest change has been the fact that there's been, in one form or another, a federal eviction moratorium in place since 2020. And now, for the first time on August 1st, we're going to see what the world looks like without any kind of federal eviction moratorium in place. So we're kind of reinforcing our services and staff to be sure that we can hopefully meet the demand, if necessary, for an increase in eviction work.
Okay. So, pandemic aside, are most of the services you provide around landlord-tenant disputes, or what would you say?
No, it wasn't actually a focus primarily for Alpine Legal Services before the pandemic. We had never had an attorney dedicated to housing before the pandemic. So typically what we had, and what we still do, is provide mostly victim services for those who are survivors of domestic abuse. That's the majority of our work. And also people who, older adults, 60 and up, who are at risk of being at risk of abuse or neglect. We provide free senior legal services. All of our services are free. And so we most of our work day in and day out is identifying those individuals who have limited or, you know, very limited access to justice, removing barriers to justice for those who need to know their legal rights and uphold them to protect themselves and their families.
Right. I can imagine it's pretty scary if you're in a position where maybe you are going to be evicted or you are a victim of some sort of abuse and you really don't know your rights. You don't know, but you know that you were wronged in some way. So I can imagine your service is very cathartic and very healing for our community in that it offers them at least this voice of support.
Yeah, we did some values work recently, which was really helpful in identifying our core values. One of them, I won't get into the whole reveal yet, but one of them was empowerment. And that was great to see that resoundingly our staff and board agreed that what we do is really help people feel that they can overcome the adversity that's facing them. Knowing your legal rights, knowledge is truly power. And so helping people understand their rights and then helping those persons who are least likely to feel comfortable, for example, leaving an abusive relationship when economically that's not possible, getting a protection order against someone who has been your primary source of financial support. The unknown is oftentimes so scary that you stick with the known, even if the known is an abusive relationship. So advising our clients of their rights and also working with partners like United Way and other organizations in our region and our service area who provide wraparound services so that people can feel and see a path forward, see the light at the end of the tunnel and think, I can do this.
Right.
And I can live a better life. I can live a life that's safe and free from harm and abuse or my loved one and my older adult that's living, that has lived with me, but now needs a conservatorship or a guardianship and needs protection. Just knowing that you're going to be safe and you can live a stable life is very empowering and very rewarding.
Absolutely. I'm just thinking of all the organizations who probably do provide that wraparound services, such as Advocate Safe House.
Response.
Just giving, like you said, a path forward away from the known where you are potentially being harmed. So that's excellent. But the pivot of 2020. So now you do have someone on staff who is completely well-educated when it comes to housing and eviction and all of this. That's amazing.
It is the, like I said, the first time that we've had someone dedicated just to that issue, and it's such an important issue. Actually, the attorney who's been helping us, his name's Stephen Brown, and he also has a private firm, so he's been helping us as a contract attorney. But he said in a webinar the other day that we were holding with our Colorado Supreme Court Justice, actually, Melissa Hart. She asked about what's on the line in eviction work, and he does criminal defense work, and he even commented that for his criminal defense clients, sometimes going to jail is less scary than losing your home, because at least you do have shelter and food, is what he said. You
right.
know that, and then if you, but if you can save your home, if you can keep a shelter, you know, keep shelter over your head, you're going to be less likely to keep a job, and your kids are going to be more likely to be able to engage in learning, and mm-hmm. you're going to have better health outcomes. So it is directly tied. That's what we've learned since the pandemic, is how dire our housing crisis really is in our region, and how important it is to work with people of all backgrounds and all experiences and all locations, really, to come together and collaborate in a way we haven't ever collaborated before to solve these big housing problems that really are affecting all of our community.
Right. I've spent quite a bit of time on this show talking with organizations who are looking at that permanent supportive housing concept for people who are already displaced, who have become repeat offenders, or are veterans who have mental health issues that really just need extra support built into their homes to be successful in staying housed. So I think it's a really broad conversation that's happening in our community right now, and it's hopeful, very hopeful.
It is very hopeful, because it's, you know, there are some conversations which you just have to have, because there's no way to ignore the issue anymore. And so that's where we are, for better or for worse. We can't ignore it, and we've got to talk about it. And yes, there are a lot of wonderful things happening to try to address it, long-term solutions.
Well, and I think we as a community have stopped and looked at each other because of this pandemic and said, what kind of a community do we want to have? And ultimately, how do we take care of each other within this community? And I think it's been, if nothing else, a really awesome opportunity for growth, especially within the nonprofit community, I feel like.
Absolutely. And we really do want to say genuinely thank you, United Way, because without you supporting the AmeriCorps VISTA project, we wouldn't have Brendan. We wouldn't have someone who can help us do all those things, because the demand has been, we've seen such a spike in demand since the pandemic. We haven't been able to get to those ancillary projects, those things that really improve the quality of our services. And so to have someone like Brendan, and he's seen the list, we started a list before he came, and he's seen it. And it's just really amazing to have someone who, you know, fresh eyes and great energy and can help us feel supported. And you just don't know how valuable it is when we're very, very busy. And so it just, all the support, every bit of support, it means the world to us. So thank you.
Absolutely. I'm wondering how you're feeling about the list, Brendan.
It's actually, I think it's a good thing to be busy and to have, you know, all this work kind of piled up right from the get-go, because, you know, obviously I have something to do, but it's also really inspiring to see, you know, my boss and the rest of the staff, you know, so busy with their work that I'm, you know, motivated to, you know, attack that pile of stuff that I have.
Yeah, I think you're in a unique position because, and I feel like a lot of our VISTAs are, it's such a special year. It's a hard year, don't get me wrong. But I think you're really in a position where you're kind of the gift of time to an organization, in that they get to build capacity that they've always wanted to have the time to build. And you're here now. And you can take on those little projects and those, maybe those things that have tedious research that they've never had a chance or the time to put put forth. And so it's, I think anytime a VISTA is placed, I hear that. There's kind of a sigh of relief. There's always a little bit of onboarding and training that has to be done. But ultimately, especially for Alpine Legal Services, I think this is true. You are that gift of time that they so value. And so we're really glad that you were able to join us. While I have you, can you tell me a little bit more about your background? And you weren't going to be an AmeriCorps VISTA initially.
No. So as you both know, I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Mozambique for about 7 months. I graduated from the University of Vermont in 2019. So that, you know, summer I was preparing to ship off, and then in late August I went, and then obviously March 2020 rolls around, and all the Peace Corps volunteers in the world were brought back to the U.S., and I found myself sitting at home, not really sure what to do, not really sure how to fill that, you know, remaining 20 months that I had, or, you know, I was supposed to have. And luckily I found my way here.
Yeah, absolutely. And this isn't your first time in this area, though, in this valley. And that was when we were interviewing Brendan, I was like, oh, he knows what the Roaring Fork Valley is. And I think that that is such a significant piece of knowledge, because this is a special place, but it's also a really hard environment if you are, say, being paid below the poverty line.
I can definitely see, you know, just from the short time being here, that there are a lot of challenges to living here. And I'm just, you know, grateful to be working with an organization that tries to, or does, you know, address some of those challenges.
So skiing, that's the big thing I'm trying to drag out of you here.
Yeah. I am an avid skier. So, you know, the geography was a little bit of a pull to this area, which I'm sure it is for a lot of folks, and not just skiing, you know, just being outside, you know, the majesty of our natural environment here is pretty spectacular.
What a great word, majesty. Mm. Lovely. But you were a competitive skier.
I was, yeah. I went to a winter sports school for high school, and I was an alpine ski racer. And I did that a bit in college. And then, yeah, now I'm just excited to free ski Aspen, which I've never skied before. But
really?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, though.
Oh, I had assumed you had.
Oh, no.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, there are four delightful mountains. And don't forget sunlight down there in Glenwood. It's got some awesome terrain as well. So, excellent. Well, good. We are so excited to have you here. Beyond this year, you're thinking law school.
Yes.
And do you have an idea about what kind of law you would want to focus on?
I'm hoping that, you know, it'll present itself to me over the next year. But I have been diving more into the public interest realm. And, you know, a lot of the issues that Alpine Legal Services deals with are really, you know, pressing and important in people's lives. So it's been really cool to be a part of that and see the behind the scenes and how that works.
Yeah. I know the impression I had when we interviewed you was, this is an individual who has compassion and wants to make improvements in the world. And I think you chose the right organization. I think Alpine Legal Services is perfect for you. And I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I would agree.
So we have just a few more minutes left, but before we go, Jennifer, I want to know a little bit more about you. I feel like I've interviewed you. This has to be like the third time.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know any of your background or why you're here.
Yeah, why are you here? It's funny because my in-laws, my husband's parents are going to be listening to this program, I think, later this afternoon when it airs, but they're visiting right now, and we were just discussing how they're the reason really we're here. My father-in-law brought my husband, who at the time was just a friend, to fly after he graduated from college in 1998. They did a fly fishing trip. here. So in 98, he fell in love, my husband Brad fell in love with this area. And so he, that same year, drove his car up to SkiCo and, you know, got a job and did a season. And our friends from college came and slept on his couch in employee housing. And so they fell in love with the area and they stayed. And I guess I somehow persuaded him to not stay in Colorado, which he never let me forget. So we kept visiting every year, and our friends were here and loving it and really thriving. And so, in 2017, we kind of made the decision. Things were just falling into place, and we made the decision to pursue the dream of living here finally, permanently, and not just as, you know, visitors. So we did it in 2018. We moved out here in June of 2018. And luckily, Alpine Legal Service, I'd had my own practice as a lawyer in Texas, and so I was just planning on kind of hanging my shingle as I had done there as a mediator, primarily family law, and collaborative family law was my focus. So, when I was doing outreach, looking for ways to get connected to the legal community, Alpine Legal Services was looking for an executive director. I'd run my own business for over 10 years. I had been on boards, nonprofit, and my first job actually out of college was working as a staff attorney for a domestic violence shelter. So I felt like I could do the job, and I applied, and luckily
you can do the job.
I love this job. It really has been the best job I've ever had. And so I really am grateful to be here. I'm grateful it all fell into place. I'm grateful to my in-laws, hello, who decided to take my husband on a fly fishing trip here in the 90s. So, yeah, that's my background story. With three boys who are all in school here in Carbondale where we live. And my husband teaches at Glenwood Springs High School. He's a history teacher.
Oh, wow.
And, that's what brought us here. And we're very happy to be here.
Excellent. Quickly, before we say goodbye, I'd like to know, what is your favorite story, or what story has inspired you the most through your time with Alpine Legal Services?
There are so many, but I have to say, I started working with a senior client who I've become very close to in terms of seeing the world through her lens. And I would say that she continually inspires me because she is a person who has every reason to have no faith in any systems whatsoever. And yet she keeps on keeping on. She is my inspiration. So I would say, I won't say her name, but I'll tell her to listen to this. She'll know who she is. But just being inspired by our clients who have really face some challenges and yet just keep going and trying and striving and thriving. And I'm just inspired by our clients, and we're just honored to do the work that we do.
Yeah. Well, it's so valuable to our community and to support Alpine Legal Services. I know you're looking for attorneys. Is that correct?
Yeah, we would love. So as I said, August 1st is the first day of a whole new world, a post moratorium world since the pandemic of March in 2020. So we would love any attorneys who are listening. If you are an attorney, if you know an attorney, have them reach out to Alpine Legal Services, because we could get you trained up pretty quickly to just be able to help if we're anticipating an influx in need for those who are facing an eviction. And it really is important. I read somewhere, you know, 90% of lawyers have, I'm sorry, 90% of landlords have lawyers in eviction court, and only 10% of tenants have lawyers. So just to level the playing field, it would be great for our community to come together and make sure that landlords and tenants are working together to try to divert as many evictions as we can, so we don't overwhelm law enforcement and our courts and all those who have to get involved with evictions. And of course, ultimately, we don't want to see an increase in homelessness in our community. So if you're a lawyer, please reach out to Alpine Legal Services, and we can do a quick training, and we really need your help right now.
Yes, and to learn more, alpinelegalservices.org. 970-945-8858, and you can reach Brendan and Jennifer. Thank you both for being here today. Alpine Legal Services does so much for our community, and I really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.